Thank you very much, and good evening to you all. We are Urban Rhythms, and it is true we have been fortunate enough to keep inviting us back. So here we are, once again, blessed to be at Holden. This is, at least we know once a year, that there will be a haven of peace and rest and community that we can guarantee. It's not very many things you can guarantee these days, but this is certainly one that has become a very important part of our spiritual journey, coming to Holden every year and sharing with so many new faces and new friends. I'm especially happy because I started coming to Holden in 1985, bringing singers, first with the Shades of Praise Choir at St. Therese, and now they are on their own, I'm happy to say, and come during the year earlier in the summer. And in 1994, when Urban Rhythms was formed, of course, they were invited to come and share. So this is part of our annual tradition, and we hope that you enjoy our evening together. Who knows what gospel means? All you Bible scholars, shout it out. Good news. Oh, all right, they are awake. Gospel means good news, and this is the kind of music that we sing. We are about singing of good news. What a wonderful job that is, to just sing of good news. Gospel music today comes in many forms, as you will hear tonight. Maybe what you thought was gospel or thought was not gospel is, because the message is the same. The package might be different, and the package will also change as we grow and evolve, and writers are inspired to look for ever more creative packages to wrap the word in. Amen. Okay. Yes. So, just so that you don't think it's all a mishmash of stuff, I'll be sort of guiding us through our evening very quickly, and some of the music is going to be a little more, let's say, enthusiastic and joyous. Yeah. So we encourage you, especially those of you who are Lutheran, to release yourselves. Release. Release. Amen. Feel free. It's okay to clap. It's okay to say things. It's okay to stand up. You will not look foolish. As a matter of fact, you will probably be setting a good example for your very sedentary neighbors sitting right next to you to do the same thing. So we really do want to let you know this is not us standing in front of you giving you a concert tonight. This is really community. We expect something from you. We expect something from you. So that means you've got to smile at us. And not look so grumpy. I know we had black beans earlier today. But smile. We had salmon since then. Okay? So smile. And get in the spirit that we can all enjoy together. We're going to start off with a light gospel song called Over and Over and Over, He Keeps on Blessing Me. And let me say this one other, I think I called it in my mind a, I forgot the great phrase I came up with, but we want to be liturgically relevant. Now see, we still refer, most of the songs still refer to God as He. But we've got one enlightened one though that refers to God as she. And we want you to know that the He, we have an inadequate language. We just don't have one single word that means all of it. So when you say He, don't think that we, oh well, you know, they don't know. No, we do. Yes, we do. We are theologically hipper than you think. Okay, so when we say God, He, we know it's God, He and she. Mother, Father, God is all around us always. Sometimes it's one or the other, but you know what the message is. With no further delays, we'll sing Over and Over, followed by what?
Our prayer,
which is the Lord's Prayer. Thank you.
Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
That was Terry Gallagher on lead solo. Thank you so much. There's a lady right here in the blue sweater. Is that you making all that noise? Well, I wanted to thank you. Turn it up. Let Jesus Lead You All the Way is our next song. It's kind of a rousing gospel one. That's your cue. And followed by that, you'll have an opportunity to sing. Oh yes, we had to include the audience participation one, so we included it early to get it out of the way. So, let Jesus lead you.
Why not let my Jesus? up the mountain. He led us to Holden Village for about 10 times. All the way. He's my God, he's my God. He's right by my side. Let my Jesus lead. Hey. All right, let him lead. Woo. Thank you.
There's a writer, the late Eddie Bonnemeyer, who lived in New York City, was a relatively well-respected writer and pianist, composer, devout Catholic. But he was a jazz artist, and in the 50s and 60s and 70s, his spirit led him to write inspirational music for the church. Well, back then, the Catholics just were not having it. They were nowhere near being hip, let me tell you. So guess who said, oh, we'll come over here? The Lutherans, yes, they did.
Thank you very much.
And so Eddie Bonnemeyer, embraced by the Lutherans, proceeded to write a whole lot of wonderful music for them, us, them, you. Much of it appears in a lot of Lutheran camp books and song books of every kind. And one that we do every year that I think has a very simple, seems like a childlike message, but a very important one nonetheless, is Help Me Jesus to Love My Neighbor as Myself. I don't think you even heard that one. Help Me Jesus to Love My Neighbor as Myself. Now your neighbor isn't just your literal neighbor who lives next door to you. Your neighbor is me. I'm your neighbor. Okay? And all these folks up here and all these folks that you don't even know, we're all neighbors. At least while we're here, we're all neighbors. And so the line simply says, help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin like we all do, or what religion you've been in like we all do. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care what color of your skin is. Doesn't matter. God made all the skins. Number two, all of our human religious constructs, not important. Not important at all, if you think about it. Now, I know the various theologians are going to say, who is that guy? But if you think about it, he doesn't care what religions you've been in. You are embraced in love no matter what. Isn't that a wonderful God to have? I'm glad I've got it, because if I relied on some of you folks, well, I'm not going to even go there. So you're going to sing this one with us. We're going to do a couple of verses for you, and you'll get the swing of it. Now, when we say sing, we don't mean just the ones in the front, and you think you're in the back, we can't see you. Okay? I've been in this room 15 years each year, and I know exactly what a crowd like this should sound like. So don't be up there trying to fake it and lip sync nicely, because we'll turn these lights on and watch you. This is something that you all need to sing, everyone in this room, to be a better person, the Christian that you say you are. Work with this one first. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Here we go.
Jesus.
I'll say them and you ought to sing them. Help me, Jesus. Okay, here we go. Okay. Well, let's let everybody learn it first, and then we're going to take you off into sections of here who's really got it. All right.
Right now.
Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
Or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Okay, they're getting it. They're getting it. All right. All right, this group over here, you're the test. We're taking you to the test now.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
Help. Well, all right.
Yeah. Oh, yes, all right. I think we got it. Help me, Jesus.
Swing it, baby.
He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Love my neighbor as myself. Okay, let's give him a hand. Okay. This section right here. All right. I know you got it better than them. Come on. Here we go. One, two. Help me, Jesus. Woo! All right. What religion you've been in? Help me, help me, help me, Jesus. To love my neighbor as myself.
I demand a rematch.
Okay, all right. Now, what are you all going to do? Okay, what are y'all going to do? All right, here we go. There we go. Okay, can't you mess them up? Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. He doesn't care about the color of your skin or what religion you've been in. Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. All right, all right, all right, yeah. I want to hear it loud. I want to hear it loud.
Also what we're all about, and this is a beautiful song called Peace by the jazz artist Horace Silver, a legendary pianist and composer. And the main theme is that we do need peace because we have so many children whose lives we want to be better than our own.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. Don't let me have to turn to the rocks, like it says, till I have the rocks cry out. So you all better support me here. We want peace. because we have so many children here and around the world whose lives we want to be better than ours.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stevenson play the piano? Or what?
He's amazing. Over my head is an old African American spiritual. And it was a simple confirmation in the writer's heart and mind of the presence of God. And through the music, the presence of God is made even more manifest. And we're going to begin our song with just a little feeling of that spiritual, and then continue this arrangement as it is sung by us. Over my head. Thank you.